I'm getting that for you now. Okay, I'm pulling that up. Give me one moment. I'm sorry about that.
You're all right.
Thank you for holding. Is this Trevor?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Trevor. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, sir.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. Did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing or how any of it works?
I just haven't heard of Local Splash, and I see it's in California, so I'm just looking y'all up right now.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, if you look up the Google headquarters, it's right across the street from us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all the Google partners are going to be, well, the premier Google partners, I should say, are going to be here in California. So they're either San Francisco, Mountain View, or Orange County. We're Orange County, so we're also in the same area.
My wife is from Riverside.
Oh, that's not far. That's actually like 45 minutes from here.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Disneyland's over here. It's a nice place. Yeah. A lot of people are actually moving from California to Tennessee. I've been noticing that.
Oh, yeah.
I think the cost
of
living. A lot of the what?
Excavation jobs I've been getting have been Californians.
Yeah, that makes sense. They probably just got property out there and then they need something done, you know?
Mm-hmm, they like their terraces.
Yes, we do. We like to chill. I'm a beach guy myself. I was born and raised in Huntington Beach, California, so I'm kind of a beach bum surfer dude when I'm not at work.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. But I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about listing your business on the first page of the search results. She wanted me to apply a new in business credit. She said that the business just started in 2020?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll definitely get that approved for you. But just to take a step back, have you ever done a search on Google for excavation before, just to kind of see who's up there?
Yes, sir. Definitely not me.
Right. Well, you know, we can solve that today, right? But the reason we were calling is because there's a map that pops up and then there's only three top recommended options. We only have that one spot available within our company. So once we fill it, we close out the category. We can't work with any other excavating contractors in the area. So it's been about 9 months since the last time we had an opening. It's not an everyday opportunity. But the major benefit to you in this, you know, it's not going to be a pay-per-lead or click or call service like you're doing now with the Home Advisor by Angie's program. We let the customers just call you directly off the first page, and you don't get charged any, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It's just one flat monthly rate.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My clients always tell me they like that a lot better. So as far as cost, normally the campaign's $4.99 per month. And there's usually a $99 setup fee just to get you programmed in. But because of your new in business credit and the fact that you already have your own website developed and we don't have to build a new one for you, I can waive the setup fee and I could reduce the monthly price from $4.99 down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
Now, in that, it's a package deal where you're not just getting the first page placement on Google. When you have that placement, you also get submitted to Google's 60-plus trusted directories. So you'll have, like, a Facebook business page. You'll be on the first page of Bing. You'll have a Yelp, a Yellow Pages, a Thumbtack. There's about 60 total directories in there that you can get clients from, too. But this way, it completes your online profile, Trevor. That way, you don't need any other forms of online advertising. We'll basically be your one-stop shop for all online marketing when you have that first page placement on Google.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
And I actually already have a Facebook page, too.
Oh, perfect. But are you running ads through it?
I have not, and I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah, we'll do it for you, and it'll give it a big boost. It'll definitely increase the traffic that you see from Facebook, because if they search on a different platform and then they hop on Facebook, you'll actually still pop up to them on the side. Or if they do like an active search and they're within 50 miles of you, you'll show up as the top recommended option to them.
Sweet. Okay, that would be awesome.
Yeah, and there's a tracking system too, so we'll be able to show you each month, like, hey, this is what you're spending, but these are the customers that we brought to the table. And then you have, like, recordings of the calls in your tracking system, and you could even request reviews through your tracking system and app too to help kind of build up your online reputation as we go.
Okay, awesome.
All right. So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure, is this something you could see a value in doing for Brentwood Dirtworks?
And if it isn't bringing in work or bringing in views or, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
is there anything we can do to help that?
If it's not bringing in reviews?
Yeah, if it's not bringing in reviews or leads or enough views to where I'm getting work.
Well, we have a system, Trevor, called Google Analytics. I don't know if you've heard of it before. It's a public site, but it allows us to see like which keywords and services in your area are getting the most traffic. So we always recommend those, but you have final say on everything you're listed for. But we don't have to play the guessing game in order to get your phone ringing. But our services are month to month. I mean, if it ever like slowed down to a stall, which I mean, it's very rare. I mean, people would have to literally stop using Google. But if that day ever came, you could always discontinue the service or cancel. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. It's a true month-to-month agreement.
Okay.
All right. So you want to give it a shot?
I think I would.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. You only have to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own your business. But Google's going to send you this little postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
That would be 7325.
7325.
Autumn. Autumn, Crossing Way, and that's two different words.
Okay, down at Antioch, 37013?
Yeah.
Oh, it's actually Nashville, though, right?
So it's weird. For
like
every
right on the
different
line?
Map that I use, it actually, like some of them say it's Brentwood, some say it's Antioch, some say it's Nashville, so...
How
I
weird.
Just go with whatever your site says.
Yeah, on Google it started out as Antioch, then it switched to Nashville. So I was like, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
It's definitely weird.
I can hide the address for you if you like, so that way people can't get turned by turn direction.
Awesome.
Yep, it'll just be for us to send the postcard. So I got you. And then you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
As in for clients or as in for y'all?
No, for your customers to contact you.
If we could actually use, I set my wife up, and because she's a stay-at-home mom right now, she does all my office stuff.
Okay.
So the calls would be preferred to her, but y'all can reach me.
Gotcha. So usually the website, you want the number on the website to match with the number that's on your Google business profile. So the number that you have on your website right now is the number that we're on.
Yes. And also I can have that changed to my wife's number because I still have a 5-to-5 job, and I do this whenever I get the job, I take off work. So
Understood.
Once this picks up, I will,
So I'll save yours just in case I need to get a hold of you. What's the business line, though, for the customers to call her?
615.
Mm-hmm.
512.
512.
3321.
3321. Okay. I'll add her to the profile, too, so she can make changes or if she needs help and she has full access to the profile. What's her first and last?
Stacy Wickwire, S-T-A-C-Y.
Okay. Spell your last name for me.
W-I-C-K-W-I-R-E.
Okay, just how it sounds. Okay. And then this 512-3321 is the best phone number to contact her, right? So if she ever called in, it would be that line for the caller ID system?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Man, update. All right. And then what's your business email, Trevor, where I could send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I applied?
BrentwoodDirtworks@gmail.com.
Traditional spelling, right? You don't put like the X on the end all fancy?
No, just W-O-R-K-S.
Okay. I've been seeing that a lot lately, people putting the X in there. All right.
Yeah.
And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
During the week, 7 to 5, and on the weekend, 9 to 5.
Okay. Give yourself a little extra sleep there on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. And so Monday to Friday, 7 to 5. Okay. And what types of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
Can you cash, check, and card? I have Square, so I can run their card or whatever.
Okay. I always recommend that my clients on their website put the additional fees may apply if they use a credit card, because I know Square will charge you like 2 to 6%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you put that on the site, though, it kind of lets them know ahead of time, like, hey, you can go this route, and it might be convenient, but that extra percentage is going to be on you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then there's going to be a client interview. A client interview is where they'll go over, like, your keywords, the service area you cover, and then how you want your Google business profile to look. They'll also ask you for access to the Facebook business profile, or at least to add us as manager to it, so that way we can go in there and run the ads for you. Usually a client interview is about 30 to 40 minutes, but they ask for an hour window to complete it. What's a good time later today?
Actually, I will be at work till 5, but if y'all want to give me a call, or I can call at 5:30 or 6.
I think we actually have a 5 to 6 o'clock slot available, and I can ask them to circle with you like closer to 5:30, give you time to like start making your way home.
That would be perfect.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, you know what? They're saying the only times they have available today would be 3 to 4, or that it would have to be any time tomorrow between 9 and 6.
Okay. Would you be able to do it tomorrow then?
Yeah, you want to do it tomorrow between 5 and 6?
Yeah, if we could do that.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour before the call. Okay, just as a heads up. And then I'll also, like, if anything pops up or changes in your schedule, I understand you also work a full-time job. Just let me know. I could reschedule it.
Okay, awesome. I think it should be good from 5:30 to 6, or we can go even later if needed. But
yeah, they usually want an hour window, but if you're on the line, then you could take as much time as you want, you know. So I could have them call you, like, closer to 5:30, and then if you got it, you know, however long it takes to get it done, we'll make sure we get it done.
Awesome.
All right, perfect. So I have your business profile all squared away. I sent that client interview invitation over to your Gmail there. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Trevor, how did you want to do that?
I can do it through the business card.
Okay, so it's under the business name, or does it have your name on it as well?
It's my name and the business name.
Okay, and is there any middle initial in your name on the card?
No.
Okay. All right, and is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you, Trevor.
4355.
4355.
Yep. 3607.
3607.
0096.
0096.
2948.
2948. Okay, and the
yep.
expiration date, month
good
and
through
year?
Through 0324.
0324, and then 3-digit code on the back.
271.
271. All right, and there's a security question in case you want to identify my reps or my reps want to identify your other half and you. So you have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name is fine.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name, Trevor?
Nevins, N-E-V-I-N-S.
Okay. N-E-V-I-N-S. Okay, and save. All right, perfect. And then we do have these other options, Trevor. I'm just going to run them by you, okay? You don't have to opt into it, but I'm just going to run it by you because it can save you money, even with the discounts that I've applied. So they have a 3-month prepay option available to you that you can use. It's $700. They have a 6-month prepay option that you could do. It's $1,300. And then they have a 1-year prepay that you could do for $2,500. Did you want to capitalize on any of these to solicit that space?
No, I think I'll try it the month to month and see how we do, and then I can probably do that down the road.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're making money, or once you've like left that full-time job and you got this as like your full-time hustle, we can sit down and talk about doing something more long-term.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to walk you through a 60-second voice verification, and then you're good to go until the client interview tomorrow. As I'm walking you through this voice verification recording, Trevor, if I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Brentwood Dirtworks, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Trevor Wickwire, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Trevor, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right, and in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so that's not saying you have to cancel anything you have or you can't do anything else, but I tried to make us your one-stop shop so you shouldn't need anything else, right? So before you add anything, double-check that it's not something we're already doing for you, or, you know, we don't want you paying for something that you already have, right?
Okay.
We don't want you to duplicate anything. So it says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first create your Google business profile, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 9th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees, and I locked this discount in indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to renew each month on the 9th day, but you'll keep that price at $299 for as long as you're with us. It'll never go up or change. Okay, and then it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle if you are going to discontinue our services. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that concludes the initial setup process. If you refer to your text messages, you'll see there's a text in there. It'll say, Trevor, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Okay, yes.
Okay, if you click on that link inside there, there's a full outline of the agreement, and at the bottom you have to sign off on it. There's going to be another form that you're going to get here too. These are all sent to your text and your email, but the other form is pictures needed for Google verification. So they're going to ask you for all your appropriate paperwork. Do you have license and insurance?
Yes, I'm getting insurance this week, as in like today or tomorrow, and then I have licensing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so when you get it all squared away, send it in. It's really no rush, but once it's done, it's going to give a little badge on your profile that's going to let the customers know that you have all these things, and it just makes it that much easier for them to hire you on the spot.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to work, but then we're going to circle back with you tomorrow at 5 o'clock Central Time for that client interview.
Awesome.
Closer to 5:30. And then my number is also attached to every text and email that you get. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call in, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Trevor. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
All right. Bye.